Hello everybody and welcome to this podcast, and this is the podcast. I want to use this medium to share the word of God with you. Let's pray. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for the privilege to be able to share your word with your children. I ask that you give me wisdom as I speak through me, and just let the lives of your children be transformed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. It's constantly a great privilege to be able to share the word of God with us today, and just knowing that, letting you know that God has a plan and purpose for your life. It might not look like it. It might not be as you see it and be like, okay, what is the plan of God concerning my life? What is the purpose of God for concerning my life? And be like, I don't know the plan of God concerning my life. I'm just living through life and just going with the flow. But I want to let you know this is that God loves you. And he has a plan for you. He has a purpose for you. And he's a good God. He's a good God. And he's a loving father. And he cares deeply about us. And he's just, he has good plans for us. His plans for us are good and not evil. You understand? To bring us to a perfect, end. And just knowing that God is great. And he has a plan for me. He has a plan for you. So we just have to align with his plan for our life, align with his purpose for our life as children of God. We should align with the plan he has for us. And just this is time to purge yourself, clean yourself from every appearance of evil and be the light. Do you know? Stop, don't gossip about people. Don't people you don't even know. You just I'll assume certain things about them. Don't live a life of gossiping. Don't let the devil steal your blessings because you're gossiping. Don't be that. I think I was telling someone, I learned this from, I'm not mistaken, Kenneth Eggy. Don't be that person that will bring somebody down. Don't be that person that will make somebody lose their job. Don't be that person, no matter the flaw of that person, don't be that person that, because of you, somebody will lose a means of living. Don't be that bad. Don't be a bad person. Be a good person. Be truthful. Be principled. And most importantly, you know your ways. Commit it. You're going out. Commit your way. God, go with me. You understand? It should go with you. Prayerfully go out. You want to buy something. You want to cook. Whatever you are doing, pray. Pray. Commit it before God. And you see, God is going to give you the desires of your heart. And he's going to deliver you from the work of darkness. It's a good God. He's going to deliver you from habits. Bad habits. I remember when I was younger, there was just sinful hearts. Sinful habits. I understand, if God delivers somebody, that's the deliverance power of God. You'll be free. You know when you say, free indeed. You'll be free indeed. I delivered me. The habit, you'll never try to get. Free. When I mean free. That's how powerful God is. And I'm going to I think I was listening to a preacher. How it's important to share testimony of, this is how God has been good to me. I think if you follow my podcast, you will hear when I say how God, when I was going through a difficult period and somebody just said Jesus loves you, and God bless the person, whoever the person is, and grant the person that desire according to his will, and just that word of assurance and knowing that God loves me, and just the revelation of things that it just keeps showing me that I'll be this is the plan of the evil ones. I pray against it and I know that it's not going to happen. You understand? So this God there, he loves me specially. That's what I'm going to say. He loves me specially. There are a lot of things that I want for myself. But at the end of the day, I want to follow God's plan, because I know that if I can get what I want, and in my lead, it might drive me away from my purpose if I go my way, and I end up being stuck. I ended up meeting the wrong people instead of the right people. So I was like, I've done things my way in terms of a lot of, I've done things my way at the end of the day. Like, no. I want to follow the leading of God. I want to follow God's plan for my life. I know it's good. I know his plan is the perfect. It's way for me. It's perfect way for my life. And I just like, okay, God, I trust you. I trust in your mighty power. I trust in what you can do. I would say that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So I trust in your power, your mighty hand, and in what you can do for me and through me. I'm like, okay. You understand? So, I don't want to dwell on things, dwell on people, dwell on... I've trusted in men. I've been disappointed. And I've just realized that I need to trust in God. And I think learning from the disappointment made me to like, this person was like, somebody was that would like carry a lot of, you know, when somebody was like, you just believe that person would. Like, that's how I was for somebody. Like, I believed, like, I literally believed the word. The word really had effect on my life. But after the disappointment, I'm like, nah, I think it happened, and it happened. It was disappointment in the physical, but I think more of in the spirit. It's more like a liberation from that bondage. Like, okay, I'm not living in, okay, I trust this person word, or no, I have to like put my complete trust in God. And that's what it's, that's like, I was reading the Bible today, and I think John the Baptist was like, God can make stones, like ways of stones, like to be Abraham's children. If I'm not mistaken, there's a way the Bible wrote it. When I was reading on the Bible today, I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, if I'm not mistaken, maybe I'm not supposed to say that word, but God can do all things. You understand? He's still the same God yesterday, he's still the same God today. And the Bible says if you ask anything in his name, he will do it. It's not me that say it. This is what. So if I'm saying, God, I need this, I'm going to believe. According to God's word in Mark 11, verse 23, verse 24, when you pray, believe that you've received it. So I'm asking for A. I believe that I've received it. When in the realm of the physical, it's as if nothing is happening. But I believe, because Bible say I should believe that I've received it. I have to like, okay, act like my testimony. Okay, I've received it. And I feel it's very important to seek God first and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you. I remember when I was in school, was it my 200 level? I think following God, way for evangelism, I had like the best time in school, like the best result. When I stopped and deviated and like, well, let me focus on academics and that, like you, it was just worst. So, in all things, I seek God first. Just seek God first. Don't worry, God will work for you. When Bible says the Lord shall fight for you and you shall hold your peace. Do you know the angels of God are round about you fighting your battles every day? You don't know there are enemies everywhere. You don't, like, you need the Holy Spirit to actually help you to know who your enemies are, because like some can be so subtle that you don't even know. You don't even know. And it's not everybody that likes you. Legit. It's not everybody that you smile with that likes you. So, it's just God that you need to help you in this life. And, you know, in this life that we are living, it's just God and his power to help us, to guide us, to direct us, and, you know, lead us in the right path. I want to say, God, thank you. How you protected me, how you kept me, how you delivered me. It's by your grace that the enemies, they did not consume me. it's just by the grace of God, you understand? So I'm grateful to God. And I want to make you know, understand this, that God loves you. And I think knowing that God loves you is just a plus to exploring the goodness of God. So it's become very easy for you to believe God. It's become very easy for you to trust God. become very easy for you to, you know, rely on God. So I just want to say Jesus loves you. I just want to say keep walking in the light of his word. And you know, when light comes, darkness disappears. So the word of God will help us to grow, help us to follow his plan and purpose. People can be distraction, so don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Like if I find out that the reason I'm doing something, I'm doing something to please somebody. Like I don't want to do it because why am I doing something? Because I want to please somebody. Like I just think that's like a wrong motive. Then I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it because I want to please somebody. Because if I do it, it's just like a wrong decision or wrong move or wrong path, you know. So I think every day we should please God, watch the right program, do the right thing. Like let everything just give glory to God, you know. So I just want to say Jesus loves you. And if you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, this is an opportunity for you. So pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Come and be the God of my life. I am a sinner. I ask that you forgive my sin as I repent of my sin. I know that you died for me. And on the third day, you resurrected. I accept you, Lord, today as my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations, you are now welcome to the family of God. I believe the hosts of angels are celebrating because your soul has been saved. So join a Bible believing church, read your Bible, pray, and you know, just follow the teachings of Christ and men of God, that men of faith. Just follow the teaching of God's word. I recommend you to follow the teachings of Kenneth Copeland. So yeah, it is so with your soul. And I love you. Jesus loves you the most. Take care. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time in the presence of God, in knowing God personally. I love you.